Good evening, everybody. We are on Tuesday night. I want to thank Hashem. Modul Hashem ki tov ki l'olam chasdo. I want to thank Hashem that bring us here. I want to thank B'Sheret organization that sustain all this videotape and all these houses and people to get married. And I want to have a karat tov to the host, Mr. Bamberg and his wife, that this blessing will be for them, for children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And we are continuous. It's a weekly class. We read in Hebrew, we translate to English. We are in a page 409. We're learning from Otzar Shlom Bayit for Rabbi Nachman. We are in a verse 5. About successful marriage. You need to know, my beautiful son, אם אתה רוצה לזכות להצליח בנישואים, if you want to be worthy to succeed in your marriage, עליך להתחזק ביתר סט וביתר עוז להיות תמיד בשמחה. You need to use all your sources and all your resources for to be able to be strong and to be happy. So like we discussed in many classes, the happiness, the husband is the giver and the wife is the receiver. And if the husband decides to come home after he been announced and he calls his wife and he says, "Hi, my beautiful wife, I am on the way home. Do you need anything? I'm going to be home in half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever it takes the queen to prepare for the king." And he said, "Do you need anything? Shall I get anything for the house? Anything that I can help before I'm coming home?" So the wife will prepare the children to stand to welcome the father, to put the red carpet for him, to prepare his dinner, his paper, whatever he needs, his gin and tonic. And when he decides to walk in, he needs to decide when he walk in, if he's going to walk with a smile, he's going to get a big smile back. And if he's going to come with any other face, not to be surprised. The action and reaction in the universe still taking effect. ותכניס שמחה בתוך ביתך. That you need to put the happiness into your home. That means to put the happiness into your home, a person need to know that whatever he bring home, that's what he gonna have. His home is his wife. And a person need to know that the way he project to his wife, that's exactly the reaction gonna be in the universe. The most painful part by the male, by the giver, we discussed we have three different kind of givers. One giver that he make you understand that he is the boss and he is the superior and you are the inferior because you need to receive, and that's the worst kind. The second kind that it's below him, that the person is a giver and he give also what he doesn't have. That means he give constantly up to the point that in one point he will have to have needs for himself, and that's also not a good giver. And the normal giver that everybody want to be, that he enjoy to give and the receiver enjoy to receive. And that's what we're talking about. When the husband give to his wife, the wife is like a bank account. That's the big investment. All the parnasa come from the wife, all the wealth come from the wife. And if the husband going to invest on his wife, he's going to have a very good life. Happy wife is a happy life. If he's going to be cheap on his wife, he have nothing else to receive anymore from Hashem. The only reason that God give you, that you can keep giving to your wife and keep giving and keep giving. Patoach tiftach ha'anek ta'anik naton titen constantly. And if anybody tell you different, don't trust him.
Wait, this is to
tzedakah.
Patoach tiftach,
naton
titen
anok
ta'anik. Not to your wife.
You're absolutely right. Ve'tzedakah tiyeh lachem. Start from your own people. First, aniyeh betcha. Then, aniyeh ircha. And then, aniyeh irachet. First, from the poor people in your own home.
So before myself,
because your wife...
Before myself, something we're supposed to give to your wife?
Because your wife looking up to you, what you're bringing home. I did not say before, if you don't have, the people in your home they are waiting for you what you bring home. They count on you that you're going to sustain the home. You are the biggest giver. You are the man in the house. Man, that means male, is being just to give. And if he doesn't give, it doesn't serve his purpose. And if a person want to be rich, he need to invest in his wife. If he invest in his wife, he's going to be rich. If he's not, he's going to be cheap. God going to choke him. He is not going to be able to have. Parnasa come from the wife. So, and you need to put happiness in your home. And our sages said, Isha ba'ala misamcha. A wife, her husband, have an obligation to make her happy. And what is her happiness? Vasimcha marchevet et adat. When the lady is happy, God expand her mind, get expand, and she be able to bring more light home. And with her mind is expand, she bring more light home. Vamakom sheyesh simcha, the house getting full of light, and the place that is the simcha expand, sham yesh hashrat hashchina. Then God dwell in the place, and then God dwell in this home, and then the wealth is coming, and the bracha coming, and everything coming with that. Like our sages say in Shabbat, Lamed, אין השכינה שורה, אלא, אין השכינה שורה, לא מתוך עצמות, אלא מתוך דבר שמחה של מצווה. The holy presence of God dwells in a place, not from sadness, God forbid, only from a simcha of a mitzvah. That means a husband has obligation when he signed the contract, that he signed a mitzvah to sustain his wife, to make her happy, to give her security, 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 emotional security, financial stability, and social stability. That he is going to be there to support her, whatever she needs. When you're going to make your wife happy, that you're going to set the mitzvah, you're going to fill up the mitzvah in Dvarim, in the Dvarim 24 verse 5, that he said, Vesemach et ishto, that he need to make his wife happy. Kiteva haisha. Katu Vesemach et ishto. סליחה?
No.
No. זה מדברים על משהו אחר. פה מדברים על דברים. They go in everything back on all the Torah. What you saying? You right when you talking on Vayikra. בדברים. The husband need to be משמח את אשתו. To משמח a wife. You know what does it mean to משמח a wife? Amir, do you know what it means to mesamech the wife? Why, how a person need to make his wife happy?
Why or how?
How? Mm-hmm. All right. So first, when we starting with, when a person need to marry the wife, to marry the wife, he need to, all the wedding is for the wife. The sheva brachot is for the wife. The kala dress is for the wife. Everything is for the wife. The music, the band, is all to be, please the wife. Then he need to be a year at home just to make his wife happy. If she is the right one to be the mother to your wife and the mother of your children, a person need to use every possibility in his life to be able to make her happy. Because if she's going to be happy, he's going to be happy. That means when a person need to be mesameach his wife, she'era ksuta v'onata lo igra. They learn it that either by love that you have an obligation, or either the Rambam say it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that comes from love, because he said not to do. You are not allowed to limit that. But there was a difference. He said, "Do v'simachet ishto o lechu el o alechem." Go back to your tent. It's a mitzvah that you need to go and to be mesamer the wife. After Matan Torah, a person have an obligation to go and to be mesamech his wife. It's a many psukim in the Torah that the Torah emphasized to be mesamech the wife. That means?
That means, the first year,
you know which army we're talking about. That he is not
a...
So we are all in the army of God, and we are all running for mitzvot. And if we are not going to do any mitzvah, that means the wife, to be mesamer the wife, that's the biggest mitzvah supposed to be. A person cannot say, oh, I have an obligation to Hashem to do mitzvot, and I'm doing this mitzvah or this mitzvah. No. He said he should not go to the army of Hashem. He should not go and pray and learn and do everything the way he wants to do. Instead of that, he's supposed to mesamer his wife, to make his wife happy. He cannot give any story and excuses that he's supposed to go to do this, to do that, and to be obligated himself in the army of God. Do you understand? Good. So first, he need to make his wife happy. That's the priority. And then he can do other things. Yes?
I'm not trying to get involved in the back and forth of...
Me neither. I'm not trying to get involved.
But it says the Chemet Mitzvah, to go to the army, this is like army mamash. It's not... This is like to go to Tzava, you know, to fight. It doesn't mean like... I don't think it means anything like... Other things is not
shot,
like
shot
means.
Good. So, if we're talking about Milchemetz Mitzvah, Milchemetz Mitzvah. Okay? You're going to fight for a mitzvah. So either you fight for a mitzvah overseas, or either you fight a mitzvah for a mitzvah in your neighborhood. What the difference? It's the same army. When they say that the person come to La Tzava, a Levi come to La Tzava, the Tzva Hashem. A person מבין 20 שנה ומעלה, כל יוצא צבא, מדוגן בת צבא השם. That the person is not being judged from שמיים, just from 20 years old and up. He is included in the forces of Am Israel. The Sanhedrin can judge a person from 13 up to, from 13 and up. From שמיים, they don't judge a person even until 20, they waited for him to get married. That means he is not included in the forces of Hashem. They give him freebie. They give him chance to start his life that he be able to get stability before he's getting into the forces of Hashem. When they say tzva, tzva, mitzvot tzva, that is the army of Hashem. That you have an obligation like everybody else. So, this that you are calling the tzva, they call it tzva, Hagana Israel, this is the army of God. The Jewish people, the forces that we have is in our mouth. Not in anywhere else. So first we need to use our mouth to be able to strengthen our nation. V'akol kol Yaakov. Baruch Hashem, we are in Parashat Balak. Balak ben Zippor, he was a very, very strong person to be a magician in every kind of physicality. When he saw the Jew, he knew that he cannot defeat them in physicality. He knew that the strength of the Jew is in the mouth. And he went to call to Bilam and to tell him, Come, help me to fight this nation. He knew that they can fight the nation only on their field, not to fight the nation the way he gonna fight. What he need Bilam? Bilam know how to use the strength of the mouth. And he knew that the voice of the Jewish people, that's their strength. So, going back to the army of Hashem, the essence of the people is to pray. This is our essence. If you look in all the war that we did, hundreds of thousands of people died to the other side. To the Jewish people, nobody died. Who used to go to fight? They take him the Aron Hashem. They take him the Levim, the Kohanim. Another million of people, they do some sacrifice. And the enemy been destroyed. How? Don't ask me.
They had swords too, right?
You know, when the Tehillim said, when they come in to look for the guard of the city, King David, they got him all the people that they hold in the sword. He said, what is that? I need the people that write in Sefer Torah. I need the people, the children, the Shema Israel. I need the people that write mezuzot. I need the people that they are. Those are the people in the guard in the army of Hashem. Those are the people that guard the city. Im Hashem lo yishmur ir shav shakat shomer. If God doesn't guard the city, nobody can guard the city. You think that the soldier guarding the city is a joke? You think that we have 250 million Arabs around us? And we are still alive because 5 million people because of what? Because we have a good army?
Yeah.
Good. So let me give you a good news.
Good army and God help.
Give you a good give you a good news. Yeah. I don't know how many of you went to a war. Thank God I was in the Lebanon war. In a war is no winning and no losing. It's like it's nobody is winning. They both losing. When you fighting is lose lose situation. To go to a 7 war in Israel and still to be there. And when you have 250 million people around you. Every war is a miracle in Am Israel. Every war is a miracle to win. Without the miracle of God, believe me, we have no reality to stand there. So, Baruch Hashem, that we are a holy nation, that our strength is in our mouth, and a person when he's going, when he's not going to the army, is not army of Hashem. Yeah, you can call it a different army. Tzva Hagana L'Israel. Thank God, we are not here to fight. We just to is like our name. That's the way we are. Tzva Hagana, just to protect, not to fight. So. Sorry. So they tell us, Simach et ishto, that he need to make his wife happy. Ki teva isha limashech achre atzvut. The nature of the wife is to be sad. They worried. They all the time worried. Ki raglea yordot mavet. Shachizat haklipot asit ra'acha mitachazim daika ba'isha. Because her strength, they said that raglei in meshlei yordot mavet, that means that she have, when she deliver a children, she know the feeling that we have no understanding about it. Shachizat haklipot v'asit ra'acha mitachazim daika ba'isha. That all the negativity and the other side, they are all getting holding to the wife. ולכן היא נמשכת תמיד תדיר אחר העצבות והדיכאון. And because she have the hormone system that affect her all the time, she is constantly going after the sadness and how you said דיכאון, מיכאל?
Depression.
Depression, thank you. ואם תכניס שמחה בתוך ביתך, if you're going to come home and you're going to bring the happiness home, על ידי זה תזכה לעשרה נישואים. By this you're going to be very happy. And you're going to be able to be very successful. And to bring happiness into the life of your wife. ואל תקל בדבר הזה. Do not take it so lightly. כי הוא עיקר ויסוד גדול מאוד. This is the main and the big foundation. כי בבית ששרויה השמחה, שרויה הצלחה. And the house that the happiness dwell, the success dwell too. ואי אפשר להצליח בנישואים, אלא על ידי שמחה. And you cannot succeed your marriage only by happiness. שמסמכים את האישה, וכשיש אווירה של שמחה בתוך הבית, when a person makes his wife happy, and all the influence of the house is only about happiness, אף פעם לא יריבו ביניהם, and God forbid they should never fight between them. כי עיקר המריבות הקטטות והוויכוחים באים רק מפאת קטנות נמוכים. All the argument and all the ויכוחים, all the argument and all the fighting coming into the house from only one reason. And what's the reason? קטנות נמוכים. When the husband, his mind is very limited and he tried to micromanage his wife. שנובעת מעצבות שמצמצמת את המוח. That is coming from sadness that limited the brain of the male. עד שהולכים במידת הדין. Until the people going in the level of justice, God forbid, and then everything getting to the wrong side. כי הצמצום הוא הדין, because the limitation of the brain of the man, this is judgment. והוא מדגדק על אשתו בכל פרט ופרט, that he is קפידה on his wife, he is very process on his wife and every little thing that she does, what, how, where, this, that's called micromanagement on every little thing. ובאמת אמרו חמים, our sages said in Gittin Vav, לעולם אל יטיל אדם אימה יתרה בתור ביתו, that a man should never ever bring any extra fear to his home, כי הלחץ זו הדחק, because when you put a pressure, that's creating a limitation at home, הורס את הבית, destroy the home. וזה בא רק מקטנות דמוחים, and this coming only when the man is limited in his brain, he cannot accept the wife that she is three dimension bigger than what he can think in his lifetime. לכן לא כן האדם תמיד שמח, and when a person is always בשמחה, he's not like this, מתרחבת לו הדעת, his mind is being expanded, אף פעם אינו מדגדק על אשתו, he never looking and being like precise on everything that she does, ואז השלום שרוי בתוך הבית, and then the peace dwell in the home. לכן אהובי, my beautiful son, if you want to succeed your marriage, ראה להכניס בבית אווירה של שמחה, you need to dwell into your home always happiness and influence the happiness around, שאז השכינה תשרה ביניכם, then the שכינה dwell among you, ואל תדחה את השמחה ליום אחד, ליום אחר, do not delay the happiness for tomorrow, כי כך אמרו החמים הקדושים, our sages said in תחכומה השמיני ב', אין השמחה ממתנת לאדם, to be happy, the שמחה, the happiness is not waiting for you, לא כל מי ששמח היום שמח למחר, not every person that's going to be happy today is going to be happy tomorrow, ולכן ראה עוד היום הזה, start already today, לשמח את אשתך, to make her happy, and to make your wife happy, need to pay. How you pay? Clothing, jewelry, and every little thing that it's possible to make her happy, you need to do it, not to delay it for tomorrow. ואם היה ריב בינו בינך לבינה, if God forbid you fight, you have any argument between you and her, ראה לפייסה עוד היום, try to please her today, not to wait for tomorrow, ותשתדל להשלים עמה, try to make a peace with her, כי המחלוקת מגרשת את השכינה בתוך הבית, the dispute are pushing away the שכינה for dwelling in this home, God forbid. לכן ראה לעשות כל מיני מאמצים בעולם, you need to put all the effort in the universe, שבתך תשרה שמחה, that it's in your home gonna dwell the happiness, ואז אין לך מה לדאוג, then you have nothing to worry in life, כי בוודאי תזכה אצלך במסוים, that you're going to be for sure successful in your marriage, כי השמחה היא הכלי להמשיך בו אמיתת מציאות יתברך, that the happiness that's the vessel to receive, to dwell the light of Hashem into the world. וכשבר ישראל סס ושמח, when the Jewish person are happy, אז נתרחב לו המוח ודעתו, his mind getting expanded and his knowledge getting expanded and his everything around get expanded with him, וזוכה להדביק את עצמו אל האין סוף ברוך הוא, that he connecting himself to Hashem. וברגע שאדם דבוק בקדוש ברוך הוא, when a person are connecting to Hashem, אז השכינה נמצאת איתו תמיד, then the שכינה is with him all the time. והוא ותרן גדול בכל ענייניו, and he's giving in and many things, many little detail, he let them go, ואף פעם אינו הולך ראש בראש עם אשתו, he never go against his wife, ועם שום בריאה בעולם, not with anybody in the world, כי המאמין האמיתי שמאמין אשר אין בלעדיו יתברך כלל, when a person believe in Hashem and he understand that nothing happened to him, only with the head of Hashem, that Hashem send the person next to him to tell him whatever he tell him, either his wife or either the neighbor or either his friend, they are there because they are messenger of Hashem and it's all coming from Hashem, and if he's fighting his wife, he's basically fighting Hashem, God forbid, והכל לכל אלוקותו גמור, that it's everything from the hand of Hashem, ודומם צומח וחיים מדבר, that it's all the universe, the anatomy, the growing, the living, the talking, the, all this level of creature הם לבוש לגבי האין סוף ברוך הוא, that they are only clothing for God in the universe, הוא נכלל לגמרי בעצם עצמותו אלוקותו בה, that he see in all this creation he see Hashem. לכן הוא אף פעם לא יריב עם אשתו, he never gonna argue with his wife, ולא עם שום בריאה אחרת שבעולם, not in any other creature in the world, אלא יהיה בטל ומבוטל בעיני עצמו לגמרי, that he is gonna be removing himself, he gonna look like nothing in the eyes of any of anybody, he's not in himself and he's not somebody, that עד שנכלל בעין, until he's become to be like nothing, to be nothing, that means that he recognized that him have no reality without God, and only being is God. And if he is him and God is in the room, if God is in the room, him not existing, and if he is existing, God is not in the room. So he need to be nothing for to be able to dwell Hashem into the home and to see godliness in every little thing. ולכן ראהו ובני, my beautiful son, מה לפניך? תחדיר שמחה בעצמך. Look what is in the front of you. God send you a beautiful wife, a beautiful gift, a beautiful children. You need to dwell simcha, happiness in yourself. לכן תחדיר השמחה בשתך. And with this, to be able to dwell this happiness in your wife, על ידי זה יתרחב לכם המוחים, with this your mind gonna get expanded, both of you, עד שתזכו שניכם להיות דבוקים בו יברד, that both of you gonna be connected to Hashem, והבית יתנהל תמיד על פי דרכי התורה והקדושה, that the house always gonna dwell by the Torah and by the holiness, when the God dwelling in דרכי הדרכנו וכל נתובתי השלום, the part of the Torah is the part of the comfort, and all our, the part of the Torah is only with peace. אשרי מי ששם דבריי אלו אל ביתו, bless the one that's going to dwell those words into his home, ואז טוב לו כל הימים, then all the days he's going to live with peace. That means I want to emphasize on תם ונשלם שבח לאל בורא עולם. That means that we finish the part successful marriage. I want to emphasize on Rabbi Nachman said that the wife constantly is in a fear. The husband have a big part in the wife's life to sustain the stability at home. The wife, she is affected by the universe. The hormone take her up and down, up and down. She doesn't have any stability with herself. The only stability that she have is only the husband. He's like a ship in the ocean that the wind and the wave moving her from side to side, and the only thing that hold her secure is the anchor, and the anchor need to be very strong for to sustain the ship and to show her that he can carry the ship and he hold her straight and strong. And if the wife, she is worried all the time, she worry for the children, she worry for herself, for her husband, for the house, for everything, for every little thing she worried, and the husband have an obligation to bring security into the home, and the security that the husband bring give the wife a peace of mind. And for the husband, when the wife said that she's worried about something, it doesn't matter what the husband thinks. It really doesn't. He need to acknowledge her feeling. He need to acknowledge her emotion. Why? Because she is more tuned in with the universe than he is. And if he does, Hashem gonna bless him, then he gonna be able to see everything that the universe around him giving him. The wife, she have a bina yetera, an extra intuition that God dwell and give her, that she is going to be able to sense for you, the universe, that you're going to be able to survive it. And if you're going to listen to your wife, you're going to do very well. That means to listen to your wife and then to try to bring it and dwell it into your life with the sense that what your wife gave you for to be able to create the universe around you. The sense that the wife sends into the universe of worry and insecurity, this is for us. The wife have a bina yetera. She see the danger is coming. She cannot explain that. She cannot tell you what is that. But you need to get the sense from her. When the wife advise something, listen to her. God gave you a message. And if you see your wife like a godly creature, she bring a child into the universe, and she bear your children, and you see that she only the one that be able to bring life into the world, she is the one that sustain godliness in the universe. And if you are trusting her to listen to her, that whatever danger is coming around, God send you a messenger, like she is your radar. You have a long wave, a man has seen from far away, but he doesn't see close around him. The wife, she is the one that sends everything around, up to the 1,000 feet around. A man can see from 1,000 feet to infinity, but 1,000 feet around, the wife have a very good sense, and God gave her an extra intuition to be able to feel the universe. And if the husband going to use the radar of his wife for to be able to detect anything around him, he will be able to be very successful. That means the wife constantly scared from her husband, constantly, because she have a good reason to be scared. Anybody know why she have a good reason to be scared?
She's she has a lot of things with the kids, with a lot of responsibilities.
Good. She have a lot of responsibility, yes. Because he's strong, he's a muscular. Good. Anybody else? I think that the wife have a very good reason to be scared. If she need to count on you guys, she have a lot of reason to be scared. That means for to sustain the wife, when somebody put his faith, entire faith, by somebody else, when a person going to the army and he know that his life is in the hand of the person in the front of him, wouldn't be easy for him. Wouldn't be easy. And the life of the person behind you is in your hand. And you're going to value life different. The same thing with your wife. If you understand that your life, the wife understand that her life is in the hand of her husband. He need to guard the home. He need to guard to secure the home financially, emotionally, socially.
So if she marries a guy that's really like unstable, then she has a lot to be scared about.
Thank you. That's the reason a lot of ladies, they are really a male. They become to be a man because the man doesn't function as a husband. If the man is not going to function as a husband, the lady will have to take his space. And then they become to be not a lady anymore. They become to be a muscular. And they lose their sensitivity and femininity for to be able to be a good wife. If this what God, if this what the guy want to marry to, good luck. Because of that, in the reality that we live in today, we have 51% of the ladies educated, making nice money, they are not going to get married. Why? They forgot what does it mean to be a lady. And because of that, who is going to make the guys a guys? The lady is supposed to teach the guys how to be a man, and the man is supposed to teach the lady how to be a lady. But if the guy make the lady, if the guy make the lady a male, how he gonna be a man by himself? If he give up everything in his life that he want his wife to walk in the house, outside the house, to secure the house, to do this, he lost his position. So it's worth it to invest in the wife. It's worth it to listen to her. It's worth it that you have your wife, that you make your wife a lady. Why? If she's going to be a lady, she's going to be a queen, you're going to be a king. But if you make her something else, you're going to be something else. So you need to love your wife like you love yourself. But you need to honor your wife more than you honor yourself. More than yourself. So Bezrat Hashem, we're going to be able to sustain the happiness at home, to secure and to guard our wives, to give them happiness, and everything around that we have, we need to bring home. And the main thing that the guy is falling is with parnasa, by being cheap, by not sustaining the home. And because of that, the house getting into a stress of financially, and everything else falling after that. And the sadness comes with that. That means when the guy is behaving with an open heart, with extended heart, that he is invest on his wife, on his children, he buy what they need, he make them happy, she doesn't miss anything, the wife wouldn't need anything else beside to satisfy him, to make him happy. But if she need to worry about million other things, how is she going to make him happy? She will never be able ever to make him happy, because she is taking the warrior of the home on everything, on her shoulder. So first, you need to work on yourself to be happy. And then if you be happy, your wife will be happy. And then the mind will be expanded. And then the parnasa will come. And then all the rest of the thing come. It's all start from the guys before he knocking on the door, before he come home, he to call to say, honey, I'm home, I'm going to be home in 1 hour. The wife have time to prepare. He need to walk with a smile, big smile, bring a flower, bring a chocolate. Honey, do you need something? Maybe I get you something. Maybe some pizza, maybe some Chinese food. I don't know what. Get something, do something. Show appreciation to your wife that she's waiting for you all day. And then you make her happy. And then you're going to be happy. And then Parnasa will come. And then everything else will come. But if sadness is dwelling, the sadness is in the home, God forbid, nothing will go. So with God's help, that God will bless you, that you're going to be able to sustain your life with your wife, with your happiness. And just give. Give. Open your heart. Open your hand. Don't be cheap. If you be cheap, you lose your life. You just cheap to yourself. We have been looking in the mirror. The wife is our reflection. And if you're going to be generous, everything will work. Sad Hashem, with this you're going to be able to get Simcha at home, to be able to dwell the Shekhinah at home, and to be able to see Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Rabbi Amenu, Amen.
Amen.